Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Queen's Accomplice by Susan Aliyah McNeil, published by Bantam Books in 2016. Today's book is all about misogyny and murder in World War II London. On the streets of London, someone is brutally killing women. Taking advantage of the blackouts and women moving freely and independently for the first time, well, in forever, he's dubbed by the press as the Blackout Beast. And at the scene of his most recent crime, he's left a message. Jack is back. Maggie Hope is a highly experienced secret agent. Having worked on many missions, she's tutored the young princesses in mathematics and been formally employed as Winston Churchill's assistant. But she finds herself in the offices of the Special Operations Executive, making tea for the men. She raises her concerns about the lack of support for women agents, with no recognition under international law, or pensions for their families if they fail to return. But no one listens. Luckily, a familiar face from MI5 appears at her office and whisks her away to help with the investigation of the Blackout Beast. She joins the team from Scotland Yard and begins to investigate the connections between the killer and Jack the Ripper. Facing sexism everywhere she turns, Maggie is determined to use her logical skills to find the killer, especially when it appears that the killer is targeting female special agents and spies just like her. But is Maggie herself the end goal? Is she the ultimate prize for the Blackout Beast? The Queen's Accomplice is a historical mystery set in World War II London. The book is, of course, rich with detail, featuring both fictional and real historical figures. Set inside the world of secret agents, it shows how women helped the war effort on half the pay and with half the support. Maggie is determined. Well, she has to be with all the barriers around her. She's clever and brave and well-connected. Her past deeds have led to her building a network of powerful people she can call on to help, including the Queen herself. Aside from the historical setting and the fact that the murders are actually based on a real blackout murderer, the story of violence against women unfortunately still feels topical. Maggie is outspoken about the injustices faced by women, and given recent events, it's actually made me sad to see how little progress has actually been made. The murders are not the only storyline. For a reasonably short book, it is actually packed with plot. The Queen's Accomplice is part of a broader Maggie Hope mystery series, and whilst the murder is solved, there are other storylines leading to the next book. The storylines include following Maggie's half-sister Elise, who's imprisoned in Ravensbrook, her friend Sarah as she prepares for a secret mission in France, Maggie's invites to Buckingham Palace for tea with the Queen, and a little bit of love interest. As I mentioned, this book is part of a series, and I read it completely out of sequence. There are enough details about her past adventures to read standalone, however, the teasers have enticed me to go back and read from the start. So if you like excellent historical details, Jack the Ripper mysteries, feisty female spies and fast-paced plots, I recommend The Queen's Accomplice by Susan Aliyah McNeil. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.